Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com. You know what, my friends? There's some really sick things out there. And most of them are found in our video games. Oh joy, isn't that fun to spend our hard-earned cash only to put the disc in, turn on the TV and be completely grossed out enough that we can't even enjoy our mac and cheese. Spent 15 minutes making that. 15! Anyway, sorry, off topic and off track. Let's talk about some video game enemies that really make our stomach turn, that make our skin cringe, and of course make us do little vomits in our toilet. Don't know why I did the baby voice there, but there we go. But you know what? I'm going to cut the intro because I bet you're sick of them. With this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game enemies that will make you sick. Number 10, Silent Hill 3, Splitworm. When it comes to all things comedy, there's usually no simpler delight than putting human teeth on things. I mean, sharks, babies, dogs, you name it. It's generally worth a lowbrow chuckle or two, right? No, just me? Well, nightmare worms from a horror dimension, though, definitely should not have teeth. Specifically, nightmare worms that have a protective layer that splits open like a horrible banana to reveal a gross phallic worm head, which also has human-like teeth. In the messed up logic of Silent Hill, there's probably some interpretation to be had here, right? In the real world, though, it's a straightforward fleshy dick with a whole load of pearly whites that wants to chow down on you. Freud would definitely have a field day with this one. In boss fight terms, it's relatively easy, just wait for the big old maw to open up and fire away, no worse than the split head from the first game. But in terms of sheer grossness, yeah, it's pretty much an armored dick with teeth whiter than your face after seeing this and the shock just absorbing you. Yeah, it's not nice. Number 9. Prototype. Mother. You have to feel sorry for Elizabeth Green, the human part of the mother boss in Prototype. Forced into being a test subject for the red light virus, Green becomes a perfect host for it, going on to produce multiple strains from it. Much like Alma from the Fear series, Green becomes an unwilling participant in the events that lead to the mass outbreak that infects New York. Of course, that sentiment does quickly disappear when you see what Green, who renames herself as Mother, turns into for the final boss fight. A giant, oozy, blood-red mass that looks like a tick after it's gorged itself silly on the finest of bloods, which is bad enough if not for the gross tendrils that she also sprouts as well. So now you've got an enormous bloated mass of blood and other gubbins waving tentacles around as well as trying to poison New York. Yeah, it doesn't look nice and it always looks like it's about to burst, just keep it away. Number 8. Outlast. Richard Traeger. Now to be fair, you could really pick any of the nasty, sick little puppies in the Outlast games to fill this list. I mean, you've got mad priests, incestuous families, genital slicing nutballs, and more. But Richard Rick Traeger is a special kind of sicko who was one before ending up as a patient in Mount Massive's asylum. An executive working for Murkoff before being committed, Traeger is one of those sociopathic schemers that abuses his position, in that he raped another employee and forced her to abort the resulting pregnancy or be fired. If that wasn't bad enough, which it definitely is, he then tries to date rape a mitigations officer coming to investigate a complaint about him. And if that weren't bad enough, he then stabs the pregnant victim in the stomach several times with a pair of scissors. So it's no real surprise that he ends up here in the asylum. And did it help him in the slightest? No, it definitely did not. It actually just gave him carte blanche to enact out sick experiments and digit extraction on unsuspecting inmates and investigative journalists. But he does get properly total recalled though, which is kind of nice. Number 7. Resident Evil 6, Lepotica. This is disgusting. These gross, bloated corpses are covered in holes and pores that from a visual perspective are downright disgusting. But from an oh god it gets worse perspective, these pores then release a new strain of virus that infects people and turns them into zombies. How lovely. It turns out that the squishy, holy body is actually its best defense as well, because shooting it will actually cause more gas to release, meaning that you'll have to be still and aim for the head-like-ish area. That's right, you have to stand still whilst this mass of itty-bitty holes is creeping its way towards you. You have to root yourself down to the spot and play marksman on something that is covered in tiny holes and filled with gas and God knows what else, and every second that you're not hitting it in the head, it is getting closer. No thank you, please. Number 6. Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice – The Headless. Surprisingly, From Software's Eastern effort doesn't actually retain that inherently gross factor that Dark Souls and Bloodborne wear with pride. It's more Asian archetypes for bosses, Hanyo masks and Naginatas, dragons and folklore. But then along come the Headless. Said to be the fallen warriors of the same in-game item that you receive from each one, these foes are not fun fights to take on, and stumbling upon one is like walking into a waking nightmare. They're also bloody tough as well, but challenge aside, the general atmosphere around a Headless is massively oppressive and gross as well. They cause a huge build-up of the terror ailment, as I'd imagine that a headless beast would, yet that's not all. Because it's when they grab you that the sick bit comes in. A headless will, with great gusto I might add, will try and remove a mythical ball inside you that is said to contain the soul. From where, you might wonder? Well, it's not like the wolf has a multitude of pockets about his person, unless you count nature's pocket. That's right, a headless will try, without any finesse, to remove your soul from your butt. That's just nasty. Number 5. Manhunt: Pigsea. So Manhunt is not a pleasant game. Of course, you don't really need me telling you that. It's like telling you that water is wet, and don't do that sciencey thing where you go, well, technically it's actually whatever, you know what I mean by that. Yet over time, you get yourself acquainted with all the various gangs and crazies that inhabit Starkweather's violent playground, and you think you got a hold on things. Well, that is until you meet Pigsea. This pig-face-wearing, animalistic, cannibalistic man-baby is a grotesque sight to behold. Wearing nothing but a pig-faced grin and a chainsaw, Pigsea was Starksea's main attraction. But Pigsea got a little bit too carried away, which must have been something for a snuff film director to say that, and so was instead locked inside the director's attic. Fed the remains of previous actors, Pigsea descends into a feral state, much like the namesake of the face that he wears. Fighting him is no easy feat, as he chases Cash around the decrepit loft, eager to carve him up. Showing little intelligence, instead grunting and squealing, Pigsea is definitely something you do not want to spend too long staring at. Hiding from the naked butcher is definitely the key here, as he won't hesitate to use that rather massive piece of equipment on you if he can get hold of you. Number 4. Limbo: The Spider. Arachnophobia is pretty bad, and you know what, I'm just going to say it, spiders are, well, they're pretty gross. I don't care what people say, they're like fuzzy, cute little things with 8 huggy arms, they're not, they're just nasty, I don't like them, get them away from my face right now, don't even pretend to animate one on my face, editor, if you're doing this, just keep it away. And if you need an example of why they're so bad, then just play Limbo. The shadows, the unexpected entanglement in a giant web, those spindly legs unfolding to reveal a giant, sinister-looking arachnid, absolute blech. Unlike most big nasties, the spider doesn't actually continually chase you in a scripted sequence. Instead, it goes double bastard and can announce itself when you least expect it. This is definitely aided by Limbo being a game based on darkness and shadows, of course. What this means is that you can be nonchalantly navigating your way through this already hellish landscape, thinking that you've escaped, and bam, it's there, behind a tree or something. Even in death, it's still pretty gross. Because not content with just being dead, our protagonist has to pull one of its legs off and use the torso as a stepping stone. Sorry, but if that was me that had just managed to fell a monstrous multi-eyed nasty with massive fangs, the last thing I would ever want to do is climb over it. Number 3. Bloodborne: Winter Lanterns. So this is a really tough one here, because Bloodborne is filled with enemies that could just be described as ew. The giant brain of Mensis, the amalgamated mess that is the One Reborn, even the spindly amygdala or the many-eyed Rom the Vacuous Spider, all of them are just gross. But then I remembered the Winter Lanterns. Whilst others are gross in their own right, there's something just so inherently disgusting about a mass of eyes and brain on a spindly, doll-dressed body. But it's when they lock these eyes onto you, that's the bit that makes us go all squeamish. Those many eyes widening, the unfolding arms from wherever they're hidden, right before it latches onto you and munches you with this kind of mouth-like orifice. The fact that they can cause frenzy to build up on you when they see you is bad enough, as it can ramp up and take a massive chunk of health before they even grab you. But if you're lucky, that's the only thing that will happen. If you're not so lucky, then you're gonna get munched on and it's going to be god-awful. So yeah, stay away. Stay out of my eyelines. Just get out of my face. Number 2, Resident Evil 7, Eveline. Old ladies and horror are normally shorthand for things going wrong, granted, but they're not usually gross. Well, any more than old people are in general. But of course, this is a Resident Evil title, and as established in this list, expect the grossness to be ramped up. At first glance, the old dear in the Baker household looks comatose and innocent enough. A bit creepy that she does pop up at random intervals, but you know what, we're just gonna go with it. It's only later that you discover that this is Evelyn, the weird psychic girl that's mind-warped the Bakers and turned them into these weird abominations. But not content with putting you through Jack blowing his own head apart and witnessing Marguerite become a gross spider abomination, the final battle sees you square up against, well, whatever this is. She's not exactly a harmless old lady anymore, is she? Gigantic and malformed, which is pretty standard for Resident Evil games. She is an enormous, lumbering, squishy mass, complete with a hideously malformed face. If you thought that Birkin was bad enough at the end of Resident Evil 2's remake, he has got nothing on the monster granny. And number 1, The Last of Us Part 2, The Rat King. The Cordyceps fungal infection already produces some pretty shocking real-life results. Clickers, boomers, and everything in between is enough to creep you out, but at the top of this horrible list, there's always a king. Specifically, the Rat King. A disgusting amalgamation of corpses and fungi, the King is a nightmare to contend with as it relentlessly pursues Abby in the abandoned hospital wing. It's a tense battle as it's capable of snapping her neck like a twig or straight up pummeling her to death depending on its mood. Yet the truly sickest part of the whole ordeal is not what it does to you, but what it does to itself. Despite looking like a singular-minded kind of deal, the King actually splits off what can only be described as one of its subjects to make things harder for you. Watching that nimble little bastard tear itself from the bulk of the King was so visceral that I forgot how to fight back. It is a truly gross spectacle of a fight, that is for sure.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.